two stories called Crystal.
No, two ponies.
Two ponies called Crystal. And where do they live, the two ponies, Crystal and Moonlight?
They're wild.
They're wild?
Yes.
Two wild ponies?
Yes, and they're sisters.
Two wild sisters?
Yeah.
Right, and are they in Ireland?
No.
Oh, where are they?
They're in England.
Two wild ponies in England? Well, there's Sherwood Forest, where Robin Hood used to live.
Okay.
What would that one be like? Or there's the New Forest, where Henry VIII used to hunt with horses.
Henry VIII. Wow, I never knew that there was a Henry VIII.
Oh yeah, there's a Henry I, Henry II. Henry II came to Ireland. Henry III. Henry IV?
I've heard of all of those Henrys.
Have you?
But I've never heard of Henry VIII.
Well, Henry VIII was before Henry IX, and I don't think there ever was a Henry IX. Henry VII. So, basically, is this in the time of Henry VIII, or is it in the time of Henry II?
Robin Hood.
Ah, Robin Hood. That's back at the time of Henry II or something like that. Or in fact, I think...
And they live in the forest where Robin Hood is. Because I've seen in Robin Hood, the movie, there's this beautiful waterfall.
Absolutely. I mean, how else do they have a shower but getting in the beautiful waterfall? I mean, if they didn't have a waterfall to shower in, what would they have done in Robin Hood's day?
So I was right.
Of course you were right. I mean, why do you think waterfalls were invented?
Just to look beautiful?
No, they were invented to give us showers, weren't they?
Never heard of someone showering in a waterfall.
That's because you have a shower in your house. In the olden days, where else would people have washed except in a river? I suppose they could have gone for a swim or something. Anyway, back to Crystal and Moonlight, right? Crystal and Moonlight.
Could I tell you why they were named Crystal and Moonlight?
Of course I'd love to know why they were named Crystal and Moonlight.
Well, when they were young, when she came out of her mommy's tummy, she shined like crystals, and when the sun hit her skin.
Ah, that's a good reason to call her Crystal. So when the sun hit her skin, what happened to the light?
She shines like a crystal.
Wow. And does that mean that she's bright? Or that... Yeah, what happens
bright.
To the light?
She's really bright.
Really bright. Okay, so Crystal...
And because she's bright, she's very friendly and stuff.
So she's bright. A bright little pony called Crystal was born once upon a time. That sounds very...
And she named her Moonlight because she found her in the moonlight.
She found a stray wild pony in the moonlight, a tiny little creature.
Yeah.
And picked her up in her mouth and carried her back home to Crystal?
No, she picked her up in her mouth and then put the pony over her back.
Oh, wonderful. So the little Moonlight got a lift home in the moonlight with the mother. And what was the mother's name? If we have Crystal and Moonlight, who was the wonderfully generous mother who picked up Moonlight?
Gypsy.
Oh yeah. Okay. No, we don't have to start all over again. We were interrupted by a phone call, so you were saying. What, that you knew the bad guy? Oh yeah, the one who wanted to marry.
It was a lion.
A lion wanted to marry Maid Marian?
Yeah.
Right.
Which was a fox.
Maid Marian is a fox?
Yes.
Right.
That's in the animal type. That's all I've seen.
All right. Well, there's a film which has real people, and because you know what Robin Hood used to do?
What?
Robin Hood used to steal things from rich people and give them to poor people. That's what he used to do. And the king was a terrible, terrible, fierce king who was horrible. And in fact, let me just think for a second. It was actually the Sheriff of Nottingham. Do you remember the Sheriff of Nottingham in the film?
Oh, yeah.
What kind of an animal was the Sheriff of Nottingham? Bear?
Yeah, a bear.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
That was an accident.
It was a bear.
Right, we're just going to go under the River Lee. Okay, so back to Crystal and Moonlight, right? Crystal and Moonlight became best friends because as soon as Gypsy brought them together, they realized that they could have great fun playing, and up until then, Crystal hadn't really had anybody to play with, but Moonlight was a lot younger than Crystal, wasn't she?
Crystal was, it's three now.
Oh, right, a three-year-old pony.
Yeah.
That must be the same as about a 10-year-old child. Like, I mean, a three-year-old pony can do a lot, can't they?
I guess so, but she's not fully grown up.
No, not fully grown up, no. But Moonlight is only 6 months old and needs to be specially introduced to all of the other ponies. And that was the first job that Crystal had to do, because it was no fun to be a pony without having any friends, was it?
No.
Anyway, what was it like in the forest for the two ponies when they were running around playing? What was that like? Do they not bash into trees all the time?
No.
I mean, if Crystal and Moonlight went chasing through the trees, I mean, how would they miss the trees? If they didn't pay any attention, they would smash into branches, wouldn't they?
They can jump.
Jump? Wow. In fact, I remember another pony called Crystal who was the world's strongest jumper ever. Maybe the two are related to each other in some way. Anyway, back to the story.
Maybe one is the older Crystal and the other one is the younger Crystal.
Oh, that could be the connection.
Because this story was happening a long time ago. Maybe this Crystal is the very old Crystal and then the other one is the young Crystal.
That would connect the two stories, wouldn't it? But one took place in Ireland and the other took place in England. Because Sherwood Forest is in England, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, do you know anyone who was born in England?
No.
Nobody at all?
Wait, yes.
Who?
I was born in England.
You were born in England?
Yes, and Jacob and Ben were born in England.
And your two brothers were born in England? Wow.
But you and Mum were born in...
Where were you born?
I was born in Limerick.
That is correct. Absolutely.
It's just that different places in Limerick.
Yeah.
We were born in Adair in Limerick.
Right, was
and,
I?
And Mom was born...
That's Adair is where your grandmother lives, right? That's not where I was born, actually.
Where were you born?
I was born in the city of Limerick.
City?
In the city, yeah. Right near the centre of the city in Limerick. Well, I don't think you ever asked me exactly where I was born. You know what kind of a house I was born in?
No, I don't want to know that.
Okay, sorry, back to the action. Right, okay. As soon as Moonlight arrived, Crystal felt a little bit jealous for a while. She took one look at the new pony and decided that maybe her mother, Gypsy, liked the new pony better than herself. So there was a short while Crystal was looking at Moonlight and Moonlight was looking at Crystal, until something happened which made them best friends. What do you think it was?
I don't know.
Go on, what do you think? What would make two little ponies to be best friends when they begin by looking at each other with a bit of suspicion?
A smile.
A smile. By Moonbeam, who had the world's...
Moonlight.
Moonlight, a big smile beamed all over Moonlight's face. And Crystal melted. Every suspicion or worry that Crystal had dissipated, disappeared, diluted, down the plug hole, completely gone. Utterly, completely gone. And Crystal fell in love with Moonlight. And Moonlight fell in love with Crystal. And they were BFF. From that day on. What's BFF? Best
friends forever.
Best friends forever. They were best friends forever. Now, I've got the possibility that I could tell you about the day that the two of them got into trouble.
Yes.
Do you want to hear about that? Or will I tell you about the day that they both made a wonderful discovery?
Tell me both of them, one after the other.
Oh, which do you want first, the trouble or the discovery?
The trouble.
Well, the two ponies were used to playing close to their mother all the time. They were just quite small, but they liked being around other ponies, and it was very, very easy to play because there was a little stable in the centre of Sherwood Forest. But one day, Moonlight suggested to Crystal that they go out in the moonlight, because Moonlight actually missed the light of the moon, because always Crystal used to go to bed when the sun went down. But Moonlight suggested to Crystal, can we please one time go out in the moon and have a ride in the moon? And eventually Crystal said yes. But they knew that they had to keep it a bit of a secret, because they knew that if they tried to sneak out in the middle of the night after telling everybody, somebody would want to come with them to protect them. So the two of them set out one night to not go to sleep. Now, what would be the best ways for horses not to go to, or ponies not to go to sleep? What would keep them awake so that they would be able to go out? So they'd have a pain in their tummy?
Uh-huh.
And that would prevent them going to sleep?
Uh-huh.
I don't think that would be a very nice way of doing it.
What way?
There had to be another way.
What way?
Had to be another way. Do you know what they did?
What?
They told each other stories for hours and hours to keep each other awake. And they had to make up fantastic stories that would prevent them going to sleep, that were just too exciting to make them go to sleep. And one of the stories that... Well, I haven't got time now to tell you the stories that Moonlight was actually telling Crystal, because it was more Moonlight who was able to keep Crystal awake, because Crystal was really, really tired, than Crystal keeping Moonlight awake. Anyway, it was Moonlight who wanted to take them outside, but Moonlight kept saying to Crystal, do you want to hear about the time that I fell down from the moon and landed on Earth? And Crystal said, what? You mean you actually flew through the air from the moon all the way down to Earth? How can that happen? Ha-ha. Stay awake a bit longer and I'll tell you. Anyway, that's a story I'll tell you another time, right? Because that was quite weird how you could get. Have you any idea how you could get from the moon down to Earth?
No idea.
Well, will I tell you or will we skip it?
We'll skip it.
Okay, we skip that one. Well, the big mistake they did was very, very simple. In the middle of the night, when the moonlight was up, and you could actually see moths flickering through the moonlight, flying around as if they were little flies, and you could hear bats going past your ear if you listened very, very attentively. Oh yes, out into that kind of a night, the two ponies went. The two ponies went out into the forest, and it was their very first time. And you know what happened to them. You can just imagine, can't you? What would happen to two ponies if they went out into the wood at night and all they had was moonlight?
Hunters?
Pardon?
Hunters.
No, it wasn't hunters. It was something more basic than hunters.
Wolves!
Wolves! No, it wasn't wolves. It was something much simpler than wolves. Because there were no wolves in Sherwood Forest. All the wolves in Sherwood Forest had been killed by the Sheriff of Nottingham, who used to ride on horses and try killing wolves and hogs and boars and wild pigs. They were very into killing wild pigs, you know. Do you know that there used to be wild pigs in forests? And that they were all killed? And now you don't get any wild pigs in the forests anymore. Ever met a wild pig?
No.
See? Ever been in a forest?
Yes.
See? You didn't meet a wild pig there, though.
No.
Anyway, what do you think happened to the two little ponies?
I don't know.
They got lost. They got completely lost. They went round in circles in the dark with only moonlight to help them. Oh, look, Grace. There's a car over there. My goodness. The car has a puncture, and somebody is fixing the puncture on that car. There's a man out there from, I don't know who he's from. My goodness. Taking a whole lane of traffic out. Okay. When they got lost, the first thing that happened is that they couldn't see where they'd come from. And this was at the beginning. It was great fun. And they went through the forest, and they went through a very dark part of the forest where the trees were very, very tightly together. And they pushed past the trees with great difficulty, and in the middle of a clearing in the trees was a little patch where there were no trees. And in the middle of the patch was a pool. The two ponies advanced very carefully up to the pool. And they looked in the pool. And do you know what happened when they looked in the pool?
No.